Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. I like to play it sometimes just a little bit more, but thank you so much for tuning in. It's got an amazing program coming in tonight, folks. I'm going to get into some possible updates and things. You know, I'm not leaving the show or anything, don't worry, but, you know, but it's hard to believe. There are these... same people doing the facts check, kind of, you know, like we need to have like a disinformation agency, and the same people that are okay with a pregnant man emoji, the people that's what's wrong with this world. You have people losing their crap because Twitter is going to be all misinformation, but then you support a pregnant man emoji. Yeah, people that don't know what a woman is, but then they're the ones that are complaining that, you know, now because they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade, they're going to have people that, whites and blacks, you can't, like New York Times, like you can't have interracial marriage and you can't do this, and a woman's going to be a third world citizen. She's going to live like someone from Africa. No, see, there's consequences. Every action has a opposite and equal reaction. If you can't afford to be pregnant and give birth, don't have sex. It's that simple. A 25-year-old man was shot and killed Thursday as he attacked a lady in Georgia. 76-year-old woman was riding a lawnmower, and the husband, you know, shot the attacker, and the dude was naked and everything. It's like, that's what we need more of, okay? You know, people aren't going to be doing stuff like this if they know they're going to be able, you know, if they think they can get away with it. I mean, how's a criminal going to fear somebody? Seriously, how's a criminal going to fear somebody in a gun-free zone? They're not. They know law-abiding citizens, for the most part, aren't going to have a gun on them. Yeah, there was a man charged who attacked comedian David Chappelle at a performance at the Hollywood Bowl. And he has pleaded not guilty, even though tons and tons and tons of people videotaped it. It's all over. I didn't do anything. I'm not guilty. Of course, they're going to try to blame, like, you know, Will Smith and all this stuff. Vice President Kamala Harris told a bunch of new college kids, oh, this is great. Like, I would take advice from that woman. Not in a million years. But she told guys, I have been many firsts in my lifetime. Yeah, like, the first, what first? You're not the first one to screw yourself in the office or get somewhere because of screwing people. Don't worry, folks. You need to follow a moral compass like me and lie, cheat, and steal your way. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not. Lord help it, man. If America was a restaurant, it would have closed. Don't worry, though. $20 million in HUD grants doubles the size of eviction legal help. So if you've got a house and you're renting it out to someone and they're getting HUD help and stuff, they can actually get help to ensure that they cannot be evicted from your place. So if they can't afford to pay any of the bills, who's going to be stuck paying with them? You are. Ted Cruz is basically saying what I would say. Biden is literally threatening the lives of the Supreme Court justices. You have Nancy Pelosi cheering on these people that are protesting and attacking the houses. At least you got Justice Terrence Clarence that we're not going to be bullied into changing our stance. Sorry, To all these pro-abortion people, what's the difference if you're killed now or in the womb? It's not your body that's being killed. So if your mama was to kill you now, it'd be no different than killing you in the womb because it's not affecting her body. It's your body that's being killed. It's the baby's body, not her body. You know, it's amazing how we easily went from my body, my choice to, oh, everyone should shut up and get the vaccine. I got so much I want to get into, and thank you so much for tuning in. Let's go to Isaiah 41, verse 10. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my righteous right hand. Not righteous, not my liberal left hand, my righteous right hand. Think about that. No matter who's in charge, Jesus Christ is King. I mean, enjoy your freedom while you have it. Because now that everyone's ditching the public schools for homeschooling, be prepared because they're going to start mandating curriculum that you're going to have to teach your kids if you're going to be homeschooled. Okay, you're going to have to know about the five pillars of the Muslim faith. They're going to indoctrinate your kids at home. That's what you're going to have to be taught. They're going to have a woke graduation test, and if you don't pass it, since they can't indoctrinate you at home because you're homeschooling, they're gonna change things about homeschooling so that you're being taught what they want you to be taught. I mean, with these kindergarten, second grade, and third grade kids are being taught, heck, I'd be in human resources. You can't be doing that. I was just educating her. I'm just doing what my kid in third grade was taught. I mean, it's sexual harassment, and you can in the workplace, but it's what they're taught in kindergarten. It's pathetic. It's sad. But I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm going to quote Hillary Clinton for one thing. At this point, what difference does, and that's the thing I'm struggling with, when Hillary said, at this point, what difference does it make? Glenn Beck talked about this, and this is my own take on what's going on right now. Glenn Beck said this like 8 months ago or whatever. He did a rant. He goes, when you go halfway around the world and you have something translated so it's 1,000,000,000% exactly what it says, and it proves this, and nothing changes, there is a new documentary I want to watch. There's some massive evidence. They have 199% proven that there were people through cell phone records that literally went to this ballot drop box 20 times, 20 times, 20 times, 19 times, 30 times. This one person, over and over. That even if they were all Trump ballots, every ballot would have to be thrown out because they're illegal. They've proven that there were ballot mules that were stuffing ballot boxes. But guess what? Ain't nothing going to happen. I hope that with all this proof coming out, that maybe it might wake someone up and do something. But I'm tired. I'm tired of these liberals that piss and moan and complain about, man, I went to the grocery store. I can't believe how expensive stuff was. Well, you voted for some guy that was... On day one, we're going to get rid of America first. I don't care if you're a liberal, conservative, whatever. If someone's telling you that on day one, we're gonna get rid of Eli Lilly first. What do you mean, Eli? Dude, I work for Eli Lilly. What do you mean you're gonna? No, you want to have a? Yeah, I'm gonna not only because where I work, we have a stock option equity sharing thing where you can take like 5%, 4%, 10%, whatever out of your paycheck and you can buy stock. And it makes you want to make the company better, so your stock does better, so the company grows, so you do better. You're able to invest not only your time and your heart and your blood, sweat, and tears into making the company you work for way better, but it helps make your stock better. It's a win-win. But these people that piss and moan about you, I went up to someone and said, did you vote for Trump? Nope. Well, then don't complain about the gas price. You voted for No America First. This is what you get. Diesel is getting to be scarce. You voted for this. You have to accept what you get. Don't come complaining. Don't come pissing and moaning and crying to me about that. You can't afford anything. You voted for it. But like I've told people, I think taxes should be optional. Because I've had friends that are like, oh, I pay more in taxes so I don't have to work. So people can have better health care. Great. Well, then if you want to pay more, you should be able to pay as much in taxes as you want to. I don't want to pay any. Well, that's not fair. Why should I have to pay if you don't? No, you said you just contradicted yourself. You just told me that you would be willing to take more out of your paycheck so that you could, so people could have better health care. Let me tell you something. They can tax Michiganders all they want to till they have no paycheck and the roads are still going to be like crap, but they'll tell you that, oh, don't worry, this is a tire tax. This is a rotating air in your tire tax. This is a blinker fluid tax. They'll tax it to the hilt saying that every penny is going to go to the roads and are they going to fix the roads in Michigan? No. They'll tell you that just so they can get elected, but once they do, they're not going to fix the damn roads. You need to listen to the new Tom McDonald song. If you ever heard Fake Woke, it's, in my opinion, it's a continuation of Fake Woke. Because it's about the system. And it's screwing everybody. It's called The System. Listen to it, because it's basically all getting screwed. It don't matter if you're white, black, Democrat, Republican. Like I was talking to my mom today, because I stopped by to see her. And I was helping her out and getting some solar salt for the water softener. And I'm like, the politicians are loving this, because while they're getting people to divide on this abortion issue, they're just sitting back and cha-ching. People don't realize that when people fight over the stupidest things, can you believe it? No. I don't believe it. Sorry. I'm not stupid. Well, I got 90 seconds left in the program. I guess I didn't set the time right. Well, it's a shortened show, but I know I have a caller, but I'm going to have to get him next time. I didn't realize I set the time so short. Wow, it's only a 15-minute program, but I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I will catch you on the flip side. Because I thought I set this thing. I had about 60 seconds left in the program. I had so much I wanted to get into, but anywho, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And I'm probably going to start maybe next week or the week after. I'm not sure. I'm going to look at doing like a 40-day thing of prayer. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And until next time, till this Wednesday, in this abbreviated conversation, God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye. Crazy.